something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Four Important Virtues.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember, your personal salvation is the most important thing. Your salvation. Your salvation is so important. So important. Everything we do in this world, the visions, all our accomplishments, all the glory in the world, without our salvation, why are we here today? Why should we do all we should do? One reason only, our own salvation, and to help someone else find his salvation. Once accomplished, there's no need to be here. There are people who have toiled so hard, walked so much, and done so much, even for God, and finally, they lost their salvation. Because they went out of the way. Your salvation is important. Don't trade it for anything. There are people who in some churches allowed others to guide them away from the way of salvation. They found themselves fighting for something they had no business fighting for. They found themselves at war when they never needed it. Your salvation is the number one thing. The number one thing. Number one. Doesn't matter how many conferences you attend. Doesn't matter how many people you lead to Christ. If you lose your salvation, you lose everything. Keep your salvation. You are here for your salvation. Tell somebody close to you, you're here for your salvation. Don't destroy it. Turn to the other person and say the same thing. Don't destroy it. Don't destroy it. Don't destroy it. Let no man lead you astray. And don't lead yourself astray. Because we're surrounded by hawks, beasts, who will not spare the flock, who for their personal gains will do anything, just anything, to lead you their own way. When you came into this place, you came alone. You know what God said to Abraham? He said, when I called Abraham, I called him alone. You're here for your salvation and to help someone else find his. You can write that down for yourself and never forget it. I'm here for my salvation and to help someone else find his salvation. You have received Christ. It is not enough. That's only the beginning. Now build yourself in Christ. Build yourself in Christ. Build yourself in Christ. Learn about Him. Learn the Word of God. How much do you know? Somebody said, well, I've covered the whole Bible. You haven't. You've read the Bible. Jesus said, search the Scriptures. Paul said, study. There's more. You don't only read. You search. You study. And then God can lead you and show you deeper things of the Word. Deeper things of the Word. Deeper things of the Word. Hallelujah. The other day I was sharing with the pastors and we were talking about virtue. And I want to bring this to your mind. Four important virtues that human beings are endowed with. Four virtues. And you can live your life strengthening these virtues in the light of the gospel. Number one is prudence. These are four basic virtues. Prudence. Prudence is practical wisdom. With this you make wise choices, wise decisions. It's a virtue. Do you make wise choices? Have you looked into your life? Do you make wise decisions? Not wise in the eyes of the world, but wise in the eyes of God. Strengthen the virtue of prudence. Become prudent in your life. Be a wise man. Be a wise woman with the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of the world. If God endows you with prudence, others will take notice of you, that you have such a virtue. You make the right choices. You make the right decisions. Practical wisdom that's applicable every day, anytime. You make less mistakes. Success can be defined another way: the ability to minimize your errors. Prudence will help you with that. Another virtue is courage. Everybody doesn't seem to manifest it, but anyone in Christ ought to have it. Courage. It is the ability and the will to do what is right or necessary, even when you are faced with adversity. It is the will and ability to stand up for what is right in spite of opposition. That's courage. You have to have it in increasing measure. God said to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Have courage. Be willing to do the right thing. Be willing to do what is necessary, what is right and necessary, in spite of opposition. The contrary winds drive your roots deeper. What is needed today in the ministry of the gospel? Men of courage, women of courage. Courage to stand up for what is right, not what is right in the eyes of men. Like somebody says, anybody will do this. Anybody will do this. No man will accept it. No woman will accept it. No. I'm talking about doing the right thing under God. What does the Spirit of God say? What does the Word of God say? It is affirming your faith in Christ. No matter who your adversaries are. That's what brought us here. That's what got the Church of Jesus Christ to where it is today. That's what got the gospel around the world. That's what the apostles did. Because that's what Jesus did. And that's what the prophets of old did. They stood for what was right in spite of opposition. They weren't afraid of the king. And they weren't afraid to die. The terrorists we talk about today that are terrorizing the civilized world are men who have sworn themselves to martyrdom. They know what it is to have the sentence of death upon their lives. That kind of courage for the positive, that kind of courage to give life, to strengthen others, to bring light to others, to lift others, is what the prophets of old had. That's what Moses had. That's what Samuel had. That's what Elijah had. That's what Jesus had. And that's what the apostles had. They stick their lives on their claims. That's the spirit that makes you do anything for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only reason you can give anything for Christ. Because you call yourself nothing, yet possessing all things. They call you poor, but you're making many rich. The courage to be what God called you to do. Courage to stand. Courage to face a fight. And courage to make a fight. Sometimes we have to make a fight. You know, the old songwriters who talked about the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. What do you think they got all of that from? They were warriors. Those who brought the gospel to Africa, warriors. Those who penetrated Europe, warriors. Warriors for Christ. Did you ever read of William Booth, Hudson Taylor, or Jonathan Edwards, who couldn't even see? He used such thick lenses, he would put the Bible right in front of his eyes. Wouldn't even take a step, but he was full of power. As he read the scriptures, men screamed for their lives, trembled. Every time I've seen you pray during these series of meetings, I've just thought in my heart, dear God, make everyone here a man of prayer, a woman of prayer. That's the best prayer I can pray for you. If God will make you a man of prayer, if God will make you a woman of prayer, you will see results. You would know that the power is not in the shout. You would know it's not in anything else external, but in the spirit. It is not by might. It is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Radiowa, Christ Embassy Way, off Obai Radiowa, off Ekenwan Road. Worship with us on Sundays, first service 7 a.m., second service 10 a.m., Wednesdays 12 p.m. and 5:30 p.m., Thursdays 5:30 p.m., Fridays 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeningzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Thank you, and God bless you.